The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Threatened by a powerful enemy, King Hezekiah of Judah did what any ruler should do. He first sought the face of God, crying out to Him for deliverance. Hezekiah prayed, quote, O Lord God of Israel, You are the God, even Thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Open, Lord, Thine eyes, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which reproach the living God. O Lord our God, I beseech Thee, save Thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that Thou alone art the Lord God, even You only. And God sent an angel who killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. With the ongoing threats by the North Korean dictator of attacking America with a nuclear warhead, our first response should be the same as Hezekiah's. We should pray, asking God to intervene and preserve peace. Many, many believers here and around the world are doing just that. But what if God, in His sovereignty, has planned for us to have a war with North Korea? He is the God of all the kingdoms of the earth. What if He has planned to free the North Korean people from this oppressive government they've lived under since the end of World War II, so the gospel of Christ can be publicly proclaimed in liberty once again in North Korea? American missionaries brought the gospel of Christ to Korea in the 1880s. Once Korea was split into two nations, South Korea, which had religious liberty, began to experience more and more revival. By the 1980s, the largest Protestant church in the world was located in Seoul, South Korea's capital. While there are numbers of Christians in North Korea, the growth of Christianity there has been much slower because of the oppressive communist government. What if God is determined to change that and will use America's military might to open the door once again for the gospel in North Korea? If that were to be true, what should be the guidelines by which we fight such a war? Number one, we should pray that our president and military leaders would be resolved not to strike the first blow. In God's sight, only a defensive war is just. His blessing is only with nations who defend themselves once there is an actual physical attack by another nation. Number two, we should pray that His people on both sides will be protected and provided for in order to be a light of healing in both nations. If some of us as believers have to lay down our lives for the cause of liberty, then may He grant us grace to glorify Him with even our dying breath. Thirdly, we should pray that our government and military leaders would fight to win for the purpose of freeing the North Koreans to be able to freely hear the gospel of Christ. Pray that we will fight with methods that attempt to save as many innocent lives as possible, yet with resolve to use the full military power necessary to completely break the godless communist regime in North Korea. And we should earnestly pray that we all would be impressed with how fragile and short is this earthly life, not boasting ourselves of tomorrow, for we know not what a day will bring forth. But that we would personally surrender to Christ, believing that Christ hath once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. May God help us turn to Him, trusting only the blood of Christ as our means of being forgiven and restored to what God intends us to be. Have you surrendered to Christ? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.